A Norwich charity centre has received help from a well-known Swedish company. And another sort of revamp is planned by our local hospital. But we begin with an initiative by the leader of our city council to soften the effect of the closures at the Coleman site.
The leader of Norwich City Council has said he will seek a significant contribution of government cash to attract new jobs to the site due to be vacated by Unilever and Britvic. Alan Waters said he would not want to see the site turned solely into housing, saying it is crucial that well-paid, skilled jobs replace those set to be lost. A meeting was held with representatives of Unilever, producers of Coleman's mustard, who announced this month that they would move production away from the site it has occupied for more than 160 years. Britvic, which makes Robinson's drinks and fruit shoots, announced in October it would be leaving Carrow Works, which it co-owns with Unilever. Consultation with Unilever staff is ongoing, and leaders from City Hall, County Hall and the new Anglia LEP still hope for a change of mind, but they are looking at what happens after 2019 when production is due to end.
Caretakers are often grateful enough when those who book a hall or meeting room leave the place clean and tidy. But one national furniture retailer went a step further by redecorating facilities at one Norwich charity centre to the tune of more than £2,500. Workers at Swedish chain IKEA visited the Charing Cross Centre for a meeting. The centre offers affordable accommodation to a range of charities such as Inspire Norfolk, Break Even, Alzheimer's UK and Asperger's East Anglia. They were so impressed by the work at the centre in St John Maddermarket that they offered to redecorate the reception area and some meeting rooms, which have now been turned into counselling rooms. The company also agreed to kit those areas out with £2,500 worth of new furniture. Andrew Good, manager of the Charing Cross Centre, said the 10-day makeover had transformed parts of the historic building, which dates back to the 1500s. The reception area was looking extremely tired, he said. It now looks much more fit for purpose. People walk in and feel much more at ease. It looks much better. Mr. Good is now keen to refurbish the exterior of the centre, which started as a meeting place for young people in the 1960s and was later a home for the Norwich Rockers before becoming a base for charities. As people often visit for counselling and for other services at a time of need, he's keen to make the premises as welcoming as possible, but will need funds to carry out any improvements.
A busy hospital is to revamp part of its emergency department to the tune of nearly £1 million amid increased pressure on its services. Like many hospitals across the country, the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital has had to deal with major increases in demand from people seeking emergency care. It has particularly faced extra pressure during the winter season, with huge increases in numbers of patients arriving at A&E over the Christmas and New Year period, as one of the worst flu seasons for years took hold. Last year, the hospital was given £998,900 funding from a £20.7 more million government pot to help improve A&E performance at 27 hospitals across the country. Later, the City Hospital formally submitted a planning application to South Norfolk Council to join up the entrances for the emergency department and urgent care centre, creating a single point of entry for patients. The Council's Development Management Committee has now approved the plans, which will see an increase in the number of consulting rooms at the early care centre and an expansion of the paediatric emergency department. The hospital's chief operating officer, Richard Parker, said, "This investment is fantastic news for our trust. These will enhance capacity for patients and should provide a greater patient experience."
A Norwich woman who turned 104 has put her long life down to hard work and a glass of sherry. Ellen Lincoln, who lives at the Norfolk and Norwich Association for the Blind's Sheltered Scheme at Hammond Court, marked the milestone with a party with residents and relatives. She said, "I've reached the age of 104 through hard work and a regular glass of sherry. The important thing is to just keep going." Originally from Gateshead, Mrs. Lincoln was in service in London in the early 1930s before spending the war packing parachutes in Cambridge. After marrying an airman, she moved to Norfolk and settled in Thorpe St. Andrew. She's lived independently at Hammond Court for 5 years and refuses to let failing eyesight affect her. Julie Lithgow of the NNAB said, "Ellen is amazing. She cleans her flat, even turning her mattress once a week. We often see her out and about, and she's an enthusiastic member of various clubs. She really is inspiring."
The British Heart Foundation, BHF, is calling on people in the region to take part in a world record attempt and help fund life-saving research by visiting their local BHF shop. Heart-shaped messages have been filling BHF shop windows in the run-up to Valentine's Day for over a decade. But this year, the public also have the chance to have their personal messages displayed in a record-breaking chain of paper hearts. For Valentine's Day, the BHF is attempting to break the world record for the longest chain of paper hearts, which currently stands at 8,525. To get involved and become a record breaker, pop down to one of the 54 BHF shops across the region, including Norwich shops in Castle Mall and London Street, and make a donation towards life-saving heart research, and write a message on a world record heart to be included in the impressive final chain.